This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to look at a famous text here today as our study on WGOD takes us to Acts chapter 9. And we're going to see the conversion of one Saul of Tarsus, better known as the Apostle Paul. Just momentarily, first I want to say a happy Good Friday to everyone out there. It's a good day for us, but it certainly wasn't a good day for the Lord Jesus Christ as we remember on this day his sacrificial death on the cross for us. And we remember where it says in the Word of God, it says God demonstrates, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his own love towards us, his own love for us, in that while we're still sinners, that Christ died for us. What an amazing thing, the love of God, that God loved you and me in our all-time worst state, in our worst day. Ephesians 2 and 1, it says, you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Think about that. That is flat out, face down, bottom of a swimming pool, D-E-A-D, kind of dead. And he reached down, pulled us out. That's the image I want you to remember. It's not like you're kicking around in the water and you reach the end. But the Bible says that you're dead and God saved you and pulled you out from the bottom of that swimming pool, and he set your feet on high and saved you and redeemed you. And we remember this day what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church for our Resurrection Day celebration at our church on Sunday morning at 10:30. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I don't think this Sunday really will be any different other than the songs that we sing, because we always celebrate what the Lord Jesus did at our church. The message will be a little bit different. My message this week will be taken from Luke chapter 24 and the road to Emmaus. We're going to look as the Lord Jesus, as a stranger, walked with two disciples on this, I think it was a 7-mile journey on the road to a town called Emmaus. And a stranger all of a sudden was walking with them and talking with them on the side of the road. That's my message this Sunday morning. Love to see you. If you go to another church, that's great. God bless you. Look for the podcast here on our website, WGODradio.com. Look for the podcast on the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. It'll be uploaded on there probably Sunday afternoon or Monday. Here in the meantime, we continue with our verse-by-verse study in the book of Acts, chapter 9. Now, Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, he went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now, an early name for the Church of Jesus Christ was the Way, the same Greek word used for road. It's this way, It's what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I like that too. I am the truth. I love that conversation Jesus had with Pontius Pilate when Pontius smugly asked the Son of God, what is truth? The Lord said, I have come to bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. How about you? The Lord said, my words are spirit and they are life. Do you believe every word spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you receive them in your heart as gospel truth? I hope that you do. And he points, and he is the way. The way where? The way to salvation. The way to God. He himself, he is our access. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 2, where it says, through him we have access. Like a little ticket that says, admit one. All because of what the Lord Jesus did on this day on the cross. Admit one, not two, you see. You can't admit two, but only one, and that's just you. Everyone else has to have their own ticket. Through him, we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. You stand in grace. You don't stand in works. You don't stand in what you've done. You don't stand in your name, in your pedigree, and who your pastor is, and how much money you gave to the church, and how often you tithe, how often you pray, and all the good works that you do. You stand in grace. Likewise, it's the other way around too. I think of the man who beat upon his breast and he wouldn't even look up to heaven, and he said, God Almighty, have mercy on my soul, for I'm a sinner. You stand and we stand by grace. For it's by grace are you saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves is the gift of God. It's by grace that we enter into the kingdom, meaning we don't have it coming to us. We haven't earned it. God showered us with his favor by reaching out and saving us like he did. By grace are you saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast about it. Now, back to the Apostle Paul. Now, Damascus is 175 miles north of Jerusalem. Perhaps Paul thought that if he could stamp out Christianity in Damascus, then maybe he'd be able to stop the spread of it. Verse 3, now as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? In Greek it's Saul, Saul, ti mi diokais. And he answered and said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. A prick was a goad. It was a sharp, very sharp object used to move an unruly, stubborn ox. When he had the yoke on him and he didn't want to move, so he would move back. And when he moved back, the sharp spike went into his back, caused him to bleed, inflicted much pain. What an insult this was, too. The proud Saul of Tarsus, Pharisee, trained by the smartest guy in town, and Jesus is calling him as dumb as an ox. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Notice also he says, why are you persecuting me? He didn't say, why are you persecuting my people? He said, why are you persecuting me? You see, when you persecute the body of Christ, you're persecuting Jesus himself. That's encouraging to me when I look around And I see all of this evil going on with ISIS and others killing and murdering Christians. You got to remember that when they evil people and when Satan and his minions persecute the child of God and a member of the blood-bought church of Jesus Christ, you're actually persecuting him. Why are you persecuting me, he said. When people persecute you, they're persecuting the Son of God. And if you persecute God, believe me, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. As it says in Galatians chapter 6, it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. Okay, so Paul, or Saul, sees this great light from heaven, knocks him off of his horse, verse 6, and he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Can you picture this? You know, we read back in chapter 8 how arrogant this man was. I bet you here he's lost a little bit of his arrogance. What do you think? Verse 9, and he was 3 days without sight. Neither did he eat nor drink. So now he's blind. And you could say he's seen the light. Is Paul a believer yet? Let's keep reading. Now, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into that street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he's praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. You know, by the way, Straight Street is still in Damascus today in Syria, and you can visit it. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon his name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And indeed, he did suffer a lot, the Apostle Paul. He learned the hard way what he shares with us. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. It says that you and I were heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. He learned the hard way and speaks from experience when he says, to you it has been given or granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but to suffer for his sake. That's Philippians 1:29. Oh, I see we're out of time here. What an awesome story this is. Account of the conversion of the Apostle Paul in the Bible bears witness to the old axiom, irresistible grace. May God bless everyone. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. God bless your services. Love to see you out at Island on Sunday as we look at the road to Emmaus. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.